Principle 5.3. Synthesize the situation through time. To see how the dots connect through time, you must collect, analyze, and sort different types of information, which isn't easy. People who are good at pulling out patterns of events are rare and essential, but as with most abilities, synthesizing through time is only partially innate. Even if you're not good at it, you can get better through practice. To work through an example of synthesizing through time, please refer to the PDF included with this audio program, and you'll increase your chances of succeeding at it if you follow the next principle. A. Keep in mind both the rates of change and the levels of things, and the relationships between them. When determining an acceptable rate of improvement for something, it is its level in relation to the rate of change that matters. I often see people lose sight of this. They say it's getting better without noticing how far below the bar it is and whether the rate of change will get it above the bar in an acceptable amount of time. If someone who has been getting grades of 30s and 40s on their tests raised their scores to 50s over the course of a few months, it would be accurate to say that they are getting better, but they would still be woefully inadequate. Everything important in your life needs to be on a trajectory to be above the bar and headed toward excellent at an appropriate pace. B. Be imprecise. Understand the concept of by and large and use approximations. Because our educational system is hung up on precision, the art of being good at approximations is insufficiently valued. This impedes conceptual thinking. For example, when asked to multiply 38 by 12, most people do it the slow and hard way rather than simply rounding 38 up to 40, rounding 12 down to 10, and quickly determining that the answer is about 400. By and large is the level at which you need to understand most things in order to make effective decisions. Whenever a big picture, by and large statement is made and someone replies, "Not always," my instinctual reaction is that we are probably about to dive into the weeds. That is, into a discussion of the exceptions rather than the rule, and in the process we will lose sight of the rule. To help people at Bridgewater avoid this time waster, one of our just-out-of-college associates coined a saying I often repeat. When you ask someone whether something is true and they tell you that it's not totally true, it's probably by and large true. C. Remember the 80-20 rule and know what the key 20% is. The 80-20 rule states that you get 80% of the value out of something from 20% of the information or effort. It is also true that you're likely to exert 80% of your effort getting the final 20% of the value. Understanding this rule saves you from getting bogged down in unnecessary detail once you've gotten most of the learning you need to make a good decision. D. Be an imperfectionist. Perfectionists spend too much time on little differences at the margins at the expense of the important things. There are typically just 5 to 10 important factors to consider when making a decision. It is important to understand these really well, though the marginal gains of studying even the important things past a certain point are limited.